Around the turn of the 20th century, the British zoologist Philip Sclater noted the geographic distribution of a particular group of primates, the lemurs. He observed that while 30 different species of lemur are found in Madagascar alone, all of Africa contains some 11 or 12, while the Indian region only had 3. He provided a possible answer: Madagascar, with its rich diversity of species, was the primordial homeland of the lemurs, which then spread all over Asia and Africa by a land bridge once connecting these continents. He named this supposed land bridge, appropriately, Lemuria, which is now submerged to the rising sea levels of the melted glaciers of the Ice Age. The remnants of its former mountaintops and highlands now remain as the Seychelles Islands and Madagascar itself. Now, please keep in mind that Sclater included more specimens in his lemur taxonomy than modern zoologists. The lemurs, the Indri, and the Ai, the Galagos found in Africa, the Loris found in Asia, and the Tarsiers found in Indonesia. Taxonomy, or the classification and grouping of various species, is constantly changing. For example, when new technology comes along, like genome sequencing. So while the taxonomy of what is and isn't a lemur may change with new discoveries, the basic principle here holds true, and Madagascar is the only place in the world today where lemurs still naturally survive in the wild. I wanted to bring this up to differentiate Lemuria from Mu in the Pacific, which I will cover in a future video. For now, let us turn our attention to another monkey, this time in Mesoamerica, the howler monkey. A relatively new study on the hybridization between two species of modern-day howler monkeys in Mexico is helping to shed light on why it is so difficult to trace evidence of interbreeding among ancient humans by just analyzing their fossil remains. Several genetic studies on modern humans and Neanderthals have proven that the two distinct groups interbred some 30,000 years ago. However, fossil remains of the two species have not easily given conclusive evidence on this hybridization, which is why the subject remained so hotly contested until it was settled finally by DNA. Now DNA is revealing what could not be detected by just analyzing fossils. Researchers from the University of Michigan have studied more than 200 adult howler monkeys, and these are mantled howler monkeys and black howler monkeys that were captured and released in Mexico and Guatemala between 1998 and 2008. These two different species differ in appearance, behavior, and even the number of chromosomes they possess. So they're two distinct populations here. And while both the groups live in separate habitats, hybrid in the Tabasco state of Mexico, live in and are restricted by the monkeys themselves to a hybrid zone where they coexist and sometimes interbreed in the wild. The research team collected blood samples, hair samples, and morphometric measurements from the anestheticized monkeys before they were released in their habitats again. And based on the nuclear and mitochondrial DNA analysis, scientists detected 128 hybrid individuals that were most likely the product of several years of interbreeding between hybrids and pure individuals. So, statistical analysis on body measurements revealed large amounts of differences in the structure, the morphology, of individual monkeys belonging to the mixed ancestries. But researchers found that individuals of mixed ancestry who shared most of their genome with one of the two species were physically indistinguishable from the pure individuals of that species. That said, the hybridized monkey populations were restricted to a hybrid zone and were not allowed back into either of the zones occupied by either of the two species. So if this sounds too like racism, like I'm implying that there's some sort of monkey racism going on here, well, then you would be correct. According to Liliana Cortez Ortiz from the University of Michigan, and I quote, "The implications of these results are that physical features are not always reliable for identifying individuals of hybrid ancestry. Therefore, it is possible that hybridization has been underestimated in the human fossil record." End quote. For years, researchers have been attempting to find evidence of interbreeding among human ancestral species using the fossil record. Mary Kelliata, now a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Texas at San Antonio, said that the study on monkeys, and I quote, "suggests that the lack of strong evidence for hybridization in the fossil record does not negate the role it could have played in shaping early human lineage diversity." End quote. In other words, you can't tell just by looking, not in monkeys and not in us. The quote-unquote human species has been found to contain a substantial quantity of DNA, at least 20%, from other populations not classified as Homo sapien, such as Neanderthal, Denisovan, African Archaic, Homo erectus, and now possibly even Hobbit or Homo floresiensis. If not given drugs to prevent infant death, the pregnant body of a rhesus negative human mother will attack, try to reject, and even kill her own offspring if it is by a rhesus positive man. There are numerous other examples of where two distinct species can also produce viable offspring, yet are considered separate species. Lions and tigers are considered separate species, distinct behavior, genetics. Yet lions and tigers can and have produced viable offspring known as ligers. That said, humanity has been shown to be, genetically speaking now, a hybrid species that did not all share the same hunter-gatherer ancestry in Africa. Recent sequencing of ancient genomes suggests that interbreeding went on between the members of several ancient populations more than 30,000 years ago, including as of yet unknown ancestors. We have no fossil record, we just can tell by the DNA. Regrettably, within mainstream press and academia, there seems to be a deliberate vacuum when it comes to reporting news of these recent studies and their controversial implications. Nevertheless, the prevailing out of Africa hypothesis is constantly being challenged and debunked by the growing mountain of conflicting scientific evidence, especially in the evolving field of genetics. And it might be time to consider or reconsider some alternative ideas for how we came to be. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author, producer, and anthropologist specializing in linguistics, archaeology, and paleobiology, or archaeogenetics. I'd like to invite you to explore some of these mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock the riddles which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with amnesia, our forgotten history. Gods with amnesia, subterranean worlds of inner earth. The occult secrets of Vril. And 1666, Redemption Through Sin. Please subscribe for updates and kindly share my posts if you find them of value. I humbly thank you for listening.